Good morning, Nick. So I would say the number one thing that I hear from everybody is about safety. And the reality is with safety, the number one thing within safety is speeding. Candidly, if I could be emotional about it for a minute, I've just had enough, right? Like we get to the point, it's not that I don't want people contacting us. We do. We want to hear from everyone. But it's the issue that I've had enough of. And I wish that people would go the speed limit, especially within Orangeville. I don't understand where you're going in such a hurry in a small area. We're 15 kilometers square. There's no need to be progressing at a speed that's unsafe to others. We decided at council last night was to pursue, which is essentially photo radar. And the way that that will work is staff is going to invest their time and try and figure out what's happening with services that we could get to invest in photo radar, where we would implement photo radar, and then a timeline to have it up and running. But basically, if you're speeding, you're going to get a ticket. And if you're not, you won't. And I guess the last point, if I could, a lot of people will say, hey, what's Taylor doing? What's Post doing? They're trying to grab more tax dollars from us. I can tell you that the equipment that we would have to buy will far exceed anything that we're going to get in terms of revenue. And the reality is once people realize that that photo radar is there, we know that the speed will diminish because we're hitting people in the wallet. So my message would be is don't speed. You're gonna know it's there, especially if you live in the area. And please don't come to us and say that you're getting extra money and you're funding the town through these extra revenues. It's just simply not the case. What we want is people to be safe.
Absolutely. And again, speeding's always been a kind of point of conversation at council. A lot of people showing up to these public council meetings. Why don't you talk about how important it is for our community, if they're interested to know what's going on right from the source, that they can show up and be part of those council meetings?
I think that social media is a wonderful thing. You can have access to us, and most people on council, particularly Mayor Post, is available. If you want to get her, or if you want to get me or another member of council, reach out and we can respond. But the reality is it would be good if you came to the meeting. If you're truly upset about something and you want to engage with council and you want them to look at something, please come and participate and be part of the democratic process. A lot of people think they can't have influence, and maybe with the province or with the federal government, that might be a more of a difficult thing to do. We all live in the community, and town hall is right in the center of our community. Come on down, be a part of it, be there and see what's going on and be aware of the items that are happening and have your say.